Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 4th. You'll be interested to know, today is Election Day. Each year, communities across the nation celebrate the chance to vote and shape our shared future with kindness, participation, and civic pride. Polling places open early so neighbors, families, and friends can gather peacefully to honor democracy and the responsibility of choosing leaders with hope and gratitude today. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 37 degrees with 16 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:31 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:22. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 56 and a brisk west wind gusting up to 37 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 40 and a lighter west wind blowing at 8 to 14 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 9:30 with a low tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 55 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday is mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain after 5 p.m. and a high near 58 with a southwest breeze of 7 to 10 miles per hour. Rain is likely Wednesday night with lows near 43 and west winds 9 to 16 miles per hour, gusting as high as 29. Then Thursday turns mostly sunny with a high near 52 and northwest winds 12 to 17 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Canton Police Sergeant Sean Good has been placed on paid administrative leave due to allegations of misconduct, according to a statement from the town and Interim Police Chief Joseph Perkins. The officer is currently the subject of an internal affairs investigation, and the town has not disclosed details regarding the allegations. Officials were informed on October 24th and immediately hired an independent investigator to conduct a thorough administrative inquiry. The Canton Police Department has faced scrutiny in the past, particularly during the high-profile Karen Reed murder trial, where Good also testified. An independent audit last spring noted mistakes in evidence collection related to another case, but reassured residents about the department's integrity. Now on to sports. The city of Pasadena has filed a lawsuit against UCLA to enforce its lease for the Rose Bowl, which runs through June 30th, 2044. The lawsuit accuses UCLA of attempting to move football games to SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, calling this a profound betrayal of trust. Pasadena officials state taxpayers have invested more than $150 million in stadium renovations. UCLA denies breaching the contract, asserting that discussions about relocation do not violate the lease. The lawsuit seeks a court order to require UCLA to honor its lease, which officials claim is crucial for the community's economic health. Experts suggest the involvement of a government entity complicates potential negotiations. And last night, on Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Arizona Cardinals with a final score of 27-17. The Cowboys' offense struggled throughout, failing to score a touchdown until the fourth quarter, While the Cardinals, led by Jacoby Brissett, capitalized on their opportunities. Despite being ranked 21st in yards allowed, Arizona's defense limited Dak Prescott and his team significantly. The Cowboys fell to a record of 3 wins, 5 losses, and 1 tie, diminishing their playoff hopes. In local sports, Jusuf Nurkić delivered the go-ahead bucket with 0.6 seconds remaining, powering the Utah Jazz past the Celtics, 105-103, on Monday night. Nurkić's putback won the game, overcoming a double-digit second-half deficit. Keon DeGeorge scored a season-high 31 points, while Lauri Markkanen added 20 points and 9 rebounds, helping the Jazz end a 3-game losing streak. Jaylen Brown led Boston with 36 points, but struggled from 3-point range, finishing 0-for-9. The Celtics, who have lost their last 2 games, will host Washington Wednesday night. In top news, Republicans hold a 219-213 majority in the House, but they could secure more seats if reapportionments favor them. Both parties are engaged in a fierce battle in legislatures and courts over redistricting ahead of the 2026 elections. Mid-decade reapportionments have been triggered by demands from Donald Trump for more Republican districts, combined with changing legal frameworks around partisan gerrymandering. As states push for redistricting, Texas aims for 5 additional seats for Republicans, while California seeks to gain 5 seats for Democrats. This high-stakes political maneuvering highlights the critical nature of upcoming legislative sessions. In business news, the fight over credit scores has escalated into a war among key players in the finance industry. For years, the FICO score has determined access to mortgages, car loans, and credit cards. Now, a $10 fee has ignited fierce competition between Fair Isaac, the creator of the FICO score, and 3 major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. These companies are advocating for their alternative score, VantageScore, which claims to enhance credit access. As tensions rise, experts warn that this battle could impact American taxpayers and the financial landscape significantly. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to just over $107,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to about $3,600. And XRP is down 3% to $2.35. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Big banks are entering the stablecoin era by allowing international payments through Zelle. This initiative aims to help users transfer money across borders, with service available to any bank within the Zelle network. Stablecoins are digital currencies linked to fiat currencies, such as the US dollar, and are designed to maintain a consistent value. President Trump signed a bill in July to provide oversight for stablecoins, encouraging companies like Walmart and Amazon.com to explore their own coins. Currently, stablecoins primarily facilitate the buying and selling of other cryptocurrencies. And in entertainment news, Google has declined Disney's request to restore ABC to YouTube TV for election night coverage, instead proposing to let users watch ESPN and ABC as negotiations continue. This disagreement marks the fifth day of the blackout of Disney networks on YouTube TV due to a fee dispute. Disney requested that Google provide ABC on November 4th, but Google suggested that restoring both ABC and ESPN would better serve customers. Disney's networks went dark after their prior agreement expired on October 30th at midnight Eastern Time, with Google claiming Disney has demanded an unprecedented fee increase. Disney contends that Google refuses to pay fair rates for its channels. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author, Hunter S. Thompson. And he said, "Freedom is something that dies unless it's used." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.